Mystery game time.
Yes.
It's only a mystery because the person designing it doesn't really tell the other person what it is. No time to pre-think, no time to take notes. But John, I think you might need a scrap piece of paper or like something to write on digitally. Like your
okay.
Like a notes page on your tablet. So
okay.
I came across an article that is titled, it's from sportingnews.com, and I think other sites picked it up. Notre Dame, NBC, negotiating a massive deal to keep the Fighting Irish independent. To that I say...
And NBC relative in college football.
Yeah. To that I say, good, we don't want you.
Wow.
Big Ten, do not want Notre... Don't. Go.
I think they do.
No, I don't. If I'm Big Ten, I say, good, go do your little thing. You will not make the playoff. And we will make sure of that. So anyway, they are looking at possibly a deal that would give them $75 million annually, which would rival what the SEC or Big Ten could make for the Fighting Irish. So with that as a precursor, I have a list of colleges that you would rather have in the Big Ten than Notre Dame.
Mm.
Assuming Big Ten expands. Now, here's how I'm going to do it. Here's why you might need some scrap piece of paper. I have 10 schools.
Okay.
And I want you to give them a ranking of 1 to 10. Mm. 10 being, go get them right now.
Right now.
1 being, I'm not interested.
Okay.
The interesting point of this is you cannot reuse a number.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And I'm not going to tell you the 10 schools off the bat. So if I go out and say, just as an example, North Dakota State.
Is that one of them?
No, they're not.
Okay.
You would say,
well, I want to start typing, so let me know when I should start typing.
I'll just give you an example for the listener. Like you say one. Okay, then I go Boise State. One. No.
I got you. They would have to be a two.
They'd have to be a two.
Right. Okay.
Which could bump some people around.
Yeah.
So I will give...
Do I have to give you the number when you say it, or am I going to be able to...
Yes. That's the tricky part of the game.
Jeez. Okay, well, I got to type and put a number down so I don't reuse that number. Okay.
Correct.
Wow.
That's the tricky part of the game.
Oh, my gosh. This is next to impossible. This is harder than Jeopardy.
What do you mean? Just assign a number and then with the school. I guess write down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10.
Why can't you give me easy, like a Wheel of Fortune type game?
I don't know. It's Friday. This is fun. Big
let's
Ten
go.
Expansion.
All right, let's
so
do
these
it.
Are all, I will give you this. All of these teams are either a Big 12 team or a Pac-12 team.
Oh, so I'm only dealing with two conferences.
Two conferences.
All right, so
that I think are getting poached.
So no Pitt. Other. No Pitt.
Pitt's out.
Come on, they're in the ACC.
Yeah, Notre Dame,
no
out.
Boston College.
No
Virginia.
No Clemson.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I narrowed it down for you. No Cincinnati. Well, they are in the Big 12. Or going to be.
Going to be, yeah.
All right. First team, or first school, I should say, Kansas, the Jayhawks. You can talk it out a little bit.
Not. They don't offer anything in football.
They do have a D1 program.
They do. They're awful. They're historically awful.
They do exist.
They probably haven't been consistently good since Gale Sayers played there in the 60s. But boy, basketball. Wow.
And probably other sports.
Probably other sports that I'm not all that familiar with.
Yes,
Kansas Jayhawk wrestling or volleyball or anything else. But basketball alone makes that a... This is just Pac-12 and Big 12, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give them a 9 right out of
whoa,
the gate.
Whoa, like you really would want Kansas. You're that high up on the Jayhawks here.
It brings a Kansas City TV market.
A little more Midwest or
a little
West.
More Midwest. Creates a buffer if they ever decide to go back to geography with UCLA and USC. It okay, yeah.
Are you locking in a 9?
I'm going to lock in an 8. I'm going to lock
bump
in an 8.
To an 8, okay. All right, so we got 8 used up for Kansas.
Yep.
Second school, Iowa State. Cyclones. You got the Iowa State game.
Keeps Which already happens
it
every
does
year.
Happen. They would now could be a Big Ten school.
They're halfway decent in basketball. I don't know. They're really good in wrestling, usually, which would only make the Big Ten. They're already the best wrestling conference in America. Mm-hmm. This would only make them even better. I have no idea how good they are in like baseball or softball or any of that stuff. But from a football standpoint, they're a solid program. Matt Campbell's got a solid program. They're way better than Kansas. However, the Kansas basketball program, I mean, they're the defending national champs. Yeah. If they came into the Big Ten, we could say the Big Ten won a national championship.
You could.
Because we say, you know, all those great Nebraska games from the 70s are on the Big Ten network, even though they were in the Big 8 / Big 12 then. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go 6 for Iowa State.
I'm going to put Iowa State at a 6 of... sort of a ranking of how much you'd want the school to be in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Next one up, I stay in the Big 12. The Baylor Bears. Mm. Get that Texas market. Good in basketball. Good in football.
Good in both men's and women's basketball.
Yes.
Good in baseball.
And you got Texas
market. And you have a Texas market. I'm going to give that one a 9 without even really thinking about it a lot.
Okay.
Although they do have some shadiness in their past. They've had some issues there. But I'm going to go 9 just because of what they currently bring to the table.
All right, so we have 9, 8, and 6 used up.
Boy, I'm not going to have very many low numbers left, am I? You got to throw me a junk one here. Come on.
Okay. Arizona. Out west.
Really good in basketball, usually.
Good in basketball. Questionable, if not terrible, in football.
Off most years, yes.
Didn't they lose by 70 last year to Arizona State? They were terrible.
Yeah, they're not good.
But there are those West Coast ties.
Yeah, but they're not like the Phoenix market. They're Southern.
University of Arizona, what do you think? You have 1 through 5 available, 7 and 10.
I'm going to give them a 3.
Arizona at a 3. Yeah, I mean, they've been good in men's basketball for a couple of years.
Yeah.
All right, Texas.
Probably good in baseball, too. I would guess they're decent in baseball. Yeah.
Texas Christian University, the Horned Frogs.
Oh, wait, going back to Arizona. Oh, they're usually really good in softball, too.
Oh.
So that would expand the Big Ten's profile in softball.
It would?
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Go.
Texas Christian.
Interesting. I don't know how good they're going to be in football now that isn't Gary Patterson gone?
Yeah, I think they fired him.
Yeah, or he stepped down. Wow. Really good, usually in baseball. I'm going to give them a 4.
Texas Christian.
I'd take them over Arizona, but not even close over the other ones so far.
For John's, join the Big Ten power rankings. That's what we'll call it. Oklahoma State.
Ooh.
The Cowboys. Oklahoma moving to the SEC in a couple years.
Oklahoma State, solid in football. Not usually.
Well, they're getting. Yeah.
Not always great in football, but solid. Mike Gundy does a decent job there. TV market is in Oklahoma. They have been decent in baseball and softball. Men's basketball, competitive. I mean, you know, they had
Piston,
Cade Cunningham.
Yep, yeah.
Just a couple. They've off and on been good in men's basketball. I'm going to give them a 5. I would take Iowa State over them. That's a tough one. Yeah, I'm going to give them a 5.
Okay, so here's where we have now. Baylor at a 9.
Yeah.
Kansas 8. Iowa State 6. Oklahoma State 5. TCU 4. Arizona 3. I'll give you one chance.
Oklahoma State usually really good in wrestling, too.
I'll give you one chance to reshuffle one school. Do you feel comfortable with where you're at now?
Yes.
Okay. Rolling along here. I asked you about Arizona. What about Arizona State? The Sun Devils.
Phoenix Market.
They had a flash in the pan for football. Noted Michigan State killer.
That's appealing.
Yeah, I know it is. I know it is. Yeah.
They're not great in basketball.
I think good in baseball.
Yeah, they have a pretty strong tradition in baseball. Don't they have a hockey team?
I believe they do.
I think they do. So there's another Big Ten hockey team.
Yeah.
I think they have hockey. This is tough because I don't know that I want to give them a 7.
Well, then they're stuck at a 2. Or you got to give somebody a 1. But who's left in my list? That's the fun part about the game.
If it's Pac-12 and Big 12, I still got Oregon. I've still got Stanford. I've still got Cal. Washington State, Oregon State.
So where are you putting Arizona State?
I'm going to have to give them a 2. I'm going to have to give them a 2 because there's 2 schools in the Pac-12 that we haven't mentioned yet that are way more appealing than Arizona State to me.
Well, this is my list.
I know. You may not offer those as a
choice. I might not even have those teams on there. I will go maybe the curveball of the day, a team that, along with Pitt, might geographically make sense, but with USC joining, geography doesn't matter. But I will go with this, West Virginia.
Wow.
The least Big 12 of Big 12 in terms of geography.
To join the Big Ten, West Virginia.
Big 10, West Virginia, the Mountaineers.
See, the thing we're really ignoring in all this that I think is big to the Big Ten is academic performance of the university. They view themselves as, we only take schools that are really good academically.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if West Virginia fits that profile. Geographically, they fit. They're so out of place in the Big 12. If I were West Virginia, there are 2 conferences I would be contacting right now.
ACC.
ACC and the Big Ten.
Yep.
Because
I would
their
be
programs
Michigan
are
Michigan State like Pat Narduzzi.
You know, when West Virginia was in the ACC and the Big East, excuse me, when that existed, they were relevant in college sports. No one talks about West Virginia right
them
now.
And Syracuse.
Men's basketball and football. West Virginia was relevant. Nobody talks about those programs really much at all. Wow.
You have 1, 7,
I know.
And 10.
There's no way that can be my 10, but for a lot of reasons, it makes sense. I mean, you bring back the West Virginia Penn State game, West Virginia Maryland game. They used to play each other a lot back in the day.
Yeah, Rutgers.
I'm going to go 7.
Oh, wow. Curveball of the day. I thought Kansas was the curveball, but you're putting West Virginia.
Yeah, I would love to see West 7. Virginia in the Big Ten. I think it makes a lot of sense on a lot of levels.
2 more schools left on my 10.
Plus, it's my mom's home state. There
that was really
you
that's
pull for
on
you,
the heartstrings. All right. 2 Pac-12 schools. Washington. The Huskies. You got, John, you have 1 and 10.
I know. I've really painted myself
really
into a corner.
Pigeon yourself. Pigeonholed yourself.
See, because here's what I don't know is if Oregon is one of the teams you're going to throw me.
Yeah. Well, you got Stanford out there and Cal.
I know.
As you
see, Stanford
said.
Academically or Cal academically fits what the Big Ten would want. And
do we want the West Coast Northwestern? No.
If you offer me a choice of Stanford or Washington, and I'm the Big Ten, I'm taking Stanford every day and twice on Sunday because of the overall excellence of their athletic program and the overall excellence of their academics. So I'm going to go 1 with Washington. I'm gambling that Stanford is one of the teams you're going to offer me.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be nice? I have Oregon. as the last team on my 10.
Then they're 10.
So that puts them at 10.
Yeah. I mean, from a, for a lot of reasons.
Stanford, Cal, or Oregon was your strategy, right? You were banking on one of those teams, and you'd be okay with them being at 10.
Oregon, very good in basketball.
Good in football.
Really good in football. That gives another legitimate college football playoff team in the Big Ten in Oregon.
I want to say baseball or softball is good. Might be wrong.
We'd have to look at it.
Yeah.
They, you know, the problem with some of these West Coast schools is there are some sports like hockey and wrestling. They really don't offer a lot. But in sports like volleyball and baseball and softball, they probably, and track and field. I mean, Oregon, now you've got the best team, arguably, a lot of years probably in track and field in Oregon. Plus, you bring all that Nike money into the conference. You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm pulling on the power cord for your headphones.
Well, don't do that. I can't hear that.
Somehow.
So, yeah, Oregon's my 10. Oregon's 10, Baylor 9, Kansas 8, West Virginia 7. Iowa State 6, Oklahoma State 5, TCU 4, Arizona 3, Arizona State 2, and Washington would be 1. That's my power rankings of your Big 10 Pac-12 or Big 12 Pac-12 teams to come into the Big 10. I would, so if, let's say I would get to pick my top 4.
All right, Big 10 expands to 20.
Oregon, Baylor, Kansas and West Virginia, because you didn't give me Pitt and you didn't give me Notre Dame.
No,
those would be
well.
My
Notre
picks.
Dame's out. I think Notre Dame's out.
Oh, they might be. Well, only time will tell.
Enjoy playing Boston College and Army.
Oh, they
and,
may not even get those games.
Yeah, Wisconsin every 5 years.
Now, if I'm Wisconsin, I don't play them anymore.
Big Ten, I would not play.
Amen. I wouldn't do it. If I were Michigan State, I'd tell them.
Pound sand.
Yeah, same with Michigan.
Yep.
I agree.
So there we go. That's the mystery game. Colleges you'd rather have in the... This is probably titled it. Colleges you'd rather have in the Big Ten than Notre Dame.
Right.
Based on that report that they're working out another deal possibly with NBC to stay independent. So there you go. See, that was... It was engaging with the mind, but also fun.
Sure.
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you got stuck with 1 or 10.
Yeah.
For the final two.
I did not use my points wisely, maybe. That would have been a lot easier if I'd have known the schools in advance. If I'd have known the answers to the test in advance, that would have been a lot easier.
That's right. And that's why it's called a mystery game.